Unit 7. Reading Passage. Scientific advances have given us an unprecedented level of control over nature. In medicine, genetics is unlocking the secrets of diseases, leading to a golden age of healing. Likewise, in agriculture, we can manipulate a plant's genome, changing its DNA for a variety of purposes. Supporters say genetically modified, GM, crops have the potential to end world hunger. Opponents say the practice is dangerous to people and the environment. Through selective breeding, farmers have directed natural selection for thousands of years, yet it's a slow process. The game changed completely in the late 20th century. In 1973, scientists invented recombinant DNA technology, a technique allowing a single gene from one organism to be inserted into another. Then in 1976, the first biotech company was founded. The next year, a technique was created to inject individual genes into a plant. Scientists soon put the practice to work, providing farmers with a variety of GM seeds. In 1996, 4.3 million acres were devoted to GM crops. By 2006, that had grown to 252 million acres in more than 20 countries, including the USA, Brazil, and China. Soybeans, potatoes, and tomatoes are among the many crops whose genomes have been altered. One of the most commonly inserted genes is BT, which was patented by biotech giant Monsanto. A bacterium that causes plants to produce a natural insecticide, BT is used in crops like corn, cotton, and apples. Creating pest-resistant plants is one of the main justifications for modifying crops, since it reduces the need for chemical pesticides. Crops can also be engineered to be disease or herbicide-resistant, or they can be altered to boost their nutritional levels. For instance, GM crops which produce nutrients like iron and vitamin A can help fight malnutrition in impoverished countries. GM crops which are drought-resistant are able to survive in harsh climates, allowing poor countries to use land that was previously non-arable. Despite these advantages, critics say GM crops aren't worth it. First, there are environmental risks. It has been shown that the new genes in GM foods can cross over to non-modified crops or wild plants. This outcrossing could have unforeseen consequences for the affected species. Also, there's concern that pesticide-resistant plants will lead to the growth of superpests, which will be difficult to stop. A similar argument points to the possible growth of superweeds in response to herbicide-resistant crops. Opponents are also concerned about potential risks to people. If a gene from an allergen such as peanuts is added to a crop and then eaten by someone who is allergic to peanuts, the consequences could be severe. What's more, groups like Greenpeace note that no long-term studies on the effects of eating GM foods have been carried out. There's also concern that biotech companies, by controlling patents over the seeds they develop, could hold a monopoly over our food supply. The high price of GM seeds could be devastating to farmers in poor countries. It's a complex debate, with legitimate arguments on both sides. To ease public fears, the WHO points out that no GM foods on the market have been shown to pose a health risk. Measures can also be taken to limit the risk of problems like outcrossing. Still, opposition to GM foods remains fierce, particularly in Europe, which has strict laws regulating their sale and labeling. Nevertheless, considering the size of the biotech industry, $73.5 billion in 2007, it's likely that the use of technology to manipulate crops will continue to grow. As that happens, agribusinesses will continue to face tough questions and challenges.